Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹。
It is wonderful to hear the testimonies of those being baptized.
非常振奋，能听到这些即将被受洗的弟兄姊妹的一些见证。
I don't know about you, but when I was listening to it, I couldn't help but have a grin on my face.
我不知道你们怎么样，但我对我来说，我听了以后呢，就非常感动。
God is good.
神是多么的伟大。
And he has done great things for us.
他做伟大的事工，为我们做伟大的事工。
And we have heard of God doing great things in our midst.
我们也知道神在我们身上做伟大的工作。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning, in way of encouragement, I want to finish up our last verse of the hymn that we are looking at.
今天早上呢，作为我劝勉的那个讲道呢，我想结束我呢一直讲的一个那个诗歌的最后一段。
We've spent the past three times together looking at the hymn More Love to Thee.
在过去呢，我们花了三次的时间呢来讨论那个诗歌的主题，就是爱主更深。
Finding out what it means to love Christ more.
来了解爱主更深意味着什么。
The final verse.
最后一节，这个诗歌的最后一节。
Like many of the final verses of hymns reminds us of heaven.
就像所有其他的诗歌一样，在最后一节呢，都提醒我们，让我们知道的天堂。
The hymn writer writes this.
这个诗歌这么写道。
Then shall my latest breath whisper thy praise. This be the parting cry my heart shall raise. This still its prayer shall be, more love, O Christ, to thee, more love to thee, more love to thee.
直到呼吸渐促，歌声渐收，我心仍要发出临别节奏。我心仍是渴慕，爱主爱你更深，我主爱你更深，爱你更深。
This morning,I want to draw our attention to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4.
今天早晨呢，我想大家一起来讨论是提摩太后书第四章。
This morning we are celebrating the beginnings as many sisters are being baptized.
今天早晨呢，我们要来庆祝一些弟兄姊妹受浸。
And here the words of Paul are given at the end of his Christian life.
在这里呢，保罗呢是他那个基督徒生活最后的留下的一些遗言。
We have recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 4 the last written words of Paul.
我们呢在这里那个提摩太后书第四章这几个经节呢是保罗最后留下的话语。
As he looks back on his life, what does he see?
当他回想他的生命的时候呢，他看到了一些什么呢？
And how would he like to encourage Timothy? And how would he like to encourage us?
他怎么来鼓励提摩太，来鼓励我们呢？
Let's look at this together. 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting in verse 6.
我们来看提摩太后书第四章，从第六节开始。
For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure.
我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
那美好的仗我已经打过，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Paul looks at his life and he looks at the three parts of his life.
保罗回想他过去的生活呢，从三个方面来思考。
He thinks about where he is now.
他考虑他现在的目前状况怎么样。
He thinks about where he came from.
然后他来自于什么地方
？And he thinks about where he's going.
然后他考虑他将来要去哪里
？First in verse 6, he tells us where he is.
首先第四章第六节呢讲他现在目前的情况。
He says, for I am already being poured out like a drink offering.
在这里讲到我现在被浇奠。
Already means this is happening right now.
已经就说明它现在已经发生的事。
It's already happening.
已经发生了。
Paul's in prison, he's waiting execution.
保罗当时在收在监狱里面正在等待着被处死。
And he says that his life is being poured out.
也就是说他的生命呢已经是被浇奠了。
Paul uses many wonderful metaphors in this section.
在这几节经文里面呢保罗用了很多非常好的比喻。
And he describes what he's going through right now as being poured out.
他把自己比喻成现在将要被浇奠。
What happens if our life is being poured out?
如果你生命被浇奠会发生什么呢？
It means soon there will not be any life left in us.
也就是说很快你的生命就不会再留下什么。
He's describing his death.
他在描述他的死亡。
But it's not a purposeless death.
但并不是那个没有目的的死亡。
He says it's being poured out like a drink offering.
他说呢被浇奠呢就像一个被献祭一样。
In the times of the Jewish temple, there would be sacrifices made.
在过去那个犹太会堂呢都要献祭。
There would be an animal that would be sacrificed.
有那个动物呢要被作为献祭。
And then with that would be a grain offering with an offering of olive oil.
还要备用那个还要有那个油等其他的那个植物的献祭。
And then on top of all that would be a drink offering.
除此之外呢还要有那个浇奠的那个献祭
An offering of wine
也就是用那个酒来献祭
Poured over the sacrifice
把那个酒呢洒出来作为一个献祭
Paul saying I'm approaching my death
保罗这里说呢我已经接近了我生命的终点
And my life is a sacrifice
我的生命呢就作为一个献祭
In fact that's what he encouraged the Romans to do in Romans chapter 12
这呢也就是在罗马书那个十二章里面他提到的。
He said, offer your bodies, your lives as living sacrifice.
把你的生命你的身体作为一个活的献祭。
And he did not tell the Roman church to do what he would not do himself.
他呢也不会让罗马的教会做这件事如果他自己也做不到的话。
His whole life has been an offering to God.
他整个的生命呢已经被献祭给那个主了。
And now all that is left of this offering is his life.
所以他所剩下的能够所献祭的就是他的生命。
Has been poured out like this drink offering.
所有被那个洒出就像用那个葡萄酒献祭一样。
And with this offering, his offering of his life and his death, everything is complete.
当他做上这个献祭以他的生命作为献祭以后呢所有的就完成了。
And he says, the time has come for my departure.
有提到我离世的时候到了。
The time has come.
这个时候已经到了。
The time is now.
现在就是这个时候了。
And he describes his death in a wonderful way.
他用一个非常美好的方式来描述这一切。
He says, it's a departure.
说呢，这是一个离开。
I think that's a very wonderful way of describing death.
这是一个非常好的方式来描述死亡。
I think of when I travel and I go to the airport.
当我去那个旅行到机场去。
I don't know if you've ever gone to LaGuardia or JFK and you go to the departure area.
如果你去那个 JFK 机场、LaGuardia 机场，你到那个离开的那个门的时候。
You don't just go to the departure area and then just stay there.
你不是到那个离开的区域就等在那边。
You're in the departure area because you have a final destination.
你到那边因为你有一个最终的那个目的地。
And so Paul can describe his death as a departure.
所以呢保罗把他的那个死亡呢把它看成是一个离开的时候。
What happens after Paul's death is not that he just rots in the ground.
也不是说他那个离开以后就没有了。
What happens is Paul has a final destination in heaven.
也就是说呢保罗最后在天堂里有他一个归宿。
So even though death sounds so final,
尽管死亡看上去是非常终结的。
Paul says, it's only one part of this travel.
保罗告诉我们这只是一个旅行中的一段。
It's a departure where the final destination is glory.
这是一个离开，你最终会有一个光荣的归宿，荣耀的归宿。
And this is how Paul describes what he's going through right now.
这就是保罗来描述他现在正在经历，他当时正在经历的。
And you can see that as he's describing his death, it's kind of joyful.
所以当他描述他死亡的时候呢，看上去非常的喜乐。
It doesn't have a note of finality.
没有什么很那个不高兴的地方。
It's not sad.
也并不是很悲伤。
And it's not accidental.
这也不是偶然的。
The time has come for his departure.
他离世的这个时间到了。
And what do you do when you're ready to go on a trip and go to the departure at the airport?
当你准备好准备那个离开在机场的离开的区域准备旅行的时候，你会做什么呢？
You get ready.
你做好了准备。
You pack your bags.
你把你的行李装好。
You make sure you have everything for your final destination.
你最终去的目的地所需要的东西你都准备好。
So Paul is prepared.
保罗呢已经准备好了。
He's facing his final hours, but he's not facing it unprepared.
他呢准备着他最后的时刻，但他是没有，不是没有准备的。
He knows where he's going.
他知道他会去哪里。
And he's ready to go.
他已经准备开始。
Now he looks back on his life.
然后他再回过来看他的生活。
In verse 7.
在第七节。
And he describes it with three metaphors.
他呢用这三个比喻来描述。
He says, I have fought the good fight.
他讲呢美好的仗我已经打过。
That life is a fight.
生命呢生活就是一场战争。
Paul says, my life has been a fight.
他说呢我的生活呢就是一场战争。
How have I fought it?
我到底打得怎么样的这个仗。
Paul says he fought it a good fight.
他说呢我打了一个美好的仗。
If you were watching a boxing match on TV,
如果你看电视上的那个拳击比赛
the referee will often say, let's have a clean match.
那个教练经常说呢我们打一场非常漂亮的球赛拳赛。
Paul saying he had a clean match.
这里保罗也说呢他打了一个美好的仗。
He fought according to the rules.
他根据规则来比赛。
He fought in such a way to win.
他以一个他那个打仗这个方式呢使他能够胜利。
He didn't do anything to get disqualified.
他没有做任何事情使他能够那个被那个去没有这个资格来打这个仗。
He looks back on his life and he says, that was a good fight.
回想他的生命他说他打了一个美好的仗。
He looks back on his life, he also says, I have finished the race.
他也说呢我跑了当跑的路。
If my life has been a race, how have I run it?
就是如果我的生命是一场跑路竞赛跑路的话我到底跑得怎么样
?Paul says, I finished it.
保罗说呢我当跑的路我已经跑尽。
I ran it.
我已经跑过了。
I didn't walk the race.
我没有走。
I didn't get distracted in the race.
我没有在那个跑比赛当中被那个受到其他的那个影响。
I didn't stop for fast food during the race.
我没有在跑路当中停下来开始吃那个快餐。
I spent the race running.
我整个的那个比赛都在跑。
And lastly, he says, I have kept the faith.
最后他讲呢，我持守的我信的道我已经守住了。
That is to say that the faith that Christ gave to him, he kept it.
就是那个耶稣基督给他的那个道他守住了。
He never dishonored God.
他从来没有让主蒙羞。
He never disowned God.
他也没有否认主。
He never gave up his faith.
他从来没有放弃他的信仰。
He kept the faith.
他持守住他的信他的道。
From the time he was converted to the time he is ending his life, he was faithful.
从他被那个被主拯救，最后到他那个生命的终结，他都是非常信守他的道。
And not only was he faithful in his own faith,
并不仅仅他持守他自己的道
But he was also faithful in the faith entrusted to him by God and by Jesus.
他呢也持守属那个信托与他神信托与他的这个道。
He tells his disciple Timothy that God entrusted him with the gospel.
他呢告诉他的那个提摩太说呢，神呢信托给他的道，他持守住了。
That Paul was entrusted with a mission.
保罗被受托信托有他的一个使命。
He was entrusted with a job.
他呢神给他一个这样工作。
And this job was to talk and to speak and to tell everyone about the faith.
他的使命就是来宣讲神的那个道。
And this mission, Paul says, he kept it.
他这个使命呢，保罗说呢，他持守住了。
Now you see in all these three metaphors, there are many things in common.
这三个所讲的比喻呢，都有很多相似之处。
First of all, they are not one-time events.
首先呢，它并不是某一个时段的那个事件。
Paul did not say, I fought a fight.
保罗没有说我已经那个打了一仗。
Or I started a race.
或者我开始了那个比赛竞跑。
Or I received the faith.
或我已经接受了这个信仰。
But his Christian faith was a process.
所以他的那个基督的这个信仰是一个过程。
It started when he was saved in Christ and it continued on.
他开始于他被拯救一直在持续的进行。
And so when he gets to heaven and God says, what did you do, Paul?
如果他到了天堂主对他说保罗你做了什么
Paul could say, I fought the good fight, I finished the race, I kept the faith.
保罗会说我打了个美好的仗我完成了那个跑路我信守我的道。
What would you hope to respond to God when you see him in heaven?
当你到天堂去见了主的时候你会怎么去应对这个问题呢
My greatest fear is that many people in the church will come to God and say, well, I prayed a prayer.
很多那个我的最大的担心就是很多教会的弟兄姊妹到了天堂以后呢会说呢我已经那个祷告了。
Well, I filled out a card of that said I'm going to respond to the gospel.
我呢我也签了一张卡来说明我会对那个福音做出反应。
Well, I got baptized.
我呢被那个受洗了。 我到特会去的时候呢我有很多各种不感到非常感觉非常好所以呢我致力于我的生活与基督徒的生活。
Now, those are all good things.
所有这些呢都是非常好的。
But they're only one-time events.
但它只是一个某一个时段的事件。
That does not describe the whole Christian life.
它并不能来说明整个基督徒的生活。
Paul describes it, it's a fight.
保罗呢把它描述成是一个美好的仗。
It's a race.
是一个比赛。
It's keeping the faith.
来那个持守你的道。
When I first got baptized, one of the older brothers in my youth group, it got baptized The year before came and gave me some encouragement.
当我当时被那个受洗的时候呢，我们有一位那个长老，他是我们那个年轻的青年的团契的来照顾我们。他呢也对我说呢
，And he told me that the Christian life is not a sprint.
他说那个基督徒的生活并不像那个喷泉一样
，It's a marathon.
是一个马拉松。
That this Christian life is not just a one-time thing.
所以基督徒的生活并不是只是一个事件的事情。
It's something you keep on doing.
所以你不断的在做的一个事情。
It's something we do every day of our lives.
是我们每天生活当中所要做的。
Until our lives on this earth are no more.
直到我们的生命不在这个世界上为止。
But not only is Paul describing continuous action.
保罗所描述的不仅仅是一个持续的一个行动。
But he's also describing the Christian life as something that it seems difficult.
他所描述的基督徒的生活呢也是非常艰难的。
where my house is must be close to a Jehovah's Witness temple.
我住的那个地方呢，那个街靠非常靠近那个耶和华见证会的一个教堂。
Although I've never been visiting them, I keep on getting mail from them.
我呢从来没去去过他们那个地方，但是不断的那个收到他们的那个邮寄的东西。
And every once in a while, I open up the mail and I actually read through the tracts they send me.
那个每次呢，我打开邮件就看到很多他送给我们的一些邮件的内容。
And the latest tract they sent me told me how life is good and easy when you accept the faith.
其中有一次呢，是他们的那个见证的那个材料，说那个生活呢是多么的那个美好。
But then I look here and I think Paul does not say that.
我在这里看这一段的时候呢，保罗呢并没有这么说。
He describes it as a fight.
他把整个的这个生命看成是一个仗。征战。
We don't get into a fight and say, oh, well, now's the time to take a nap.
我们去打仗的时候不会说，哦，现在是应该休息的时候了。
It's going to be tough.
这是非常不容易的。
When the boxers get ready for a match, they have to train.
当那个拳击手要比赛的时候，他要受到训练。
They have to get prepared.
他们要做好准备。
And then when they are in the ring, they give it their all.
他一进入那个比赛，那个竞赛场就完全致力于比赛。
He also describes it as a race.
所以把它看成是一个比赛。
It's not a 5K walk.
这并不是一个简单的那个行走散步。
It's not taking a stroll through Central Park.
也不是那个把那个推着婴儿车在那个中央公园散步。
It's a race.
是一个竞赛。
And I have many friends that love to run.
我有很多朋友呢喜欢那个跑步。
And they run marathons.
他们的那个在马拉松里比赛。
And they tell me that they just run and run and oftentimes it gets hard and it gets boring.
当他们说比赛的时候呢，越到最后呢越艰难，也变得越来越困难。
And there are times when their physical body just wants them to stop.
在某一个时段，他们的生理上的要求，他们最好停下来。
But as they're running the race, they just have to push through that.
但是要比赛，他们必须经过这个艰难的时刻。
A race is not easy.
所以呢，比赛是不容易的。
If a race was easy, I would run a marathon.
如果比赛很容易，我也会参加马拉松的比赛。
But it's not easy.
所以它是不容易的。
And then Paul says, I kept the faith.
保罗说呢，我持守我信的道。
That's definitely not easy.
这个呢也不容易。
We live in a culture that despises our faith.
我们在我们生活的文化环境中呢，也是轻视我们的那个信仰。
That looks at what we're doing this morning and they laugh.
我们今天早上所做的，很多人会笑我们。
Seems like a waste of time.
好像是浪费时间。
Why not just sleep in?
为什么不在家里睡觉？
That seems like a better use of a Sunday morning.
好像是周星期天早上最好的时间的使用，就在家里睡觉。
Let's turn over to Second Corinthians.
我们再看那个提摩太后书。
And I just want to give you a little glimpse of how Paul's race was.
给我们大家看一下保罗是怎么那个。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Which chapter? 11.
第十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书第十一章。
Verse 23.
二十三节。
Now he's comparing himself to other people who are claiming to be true apostles.
他们呢和其他人相比较来说，他们是谁是真正的那个使徒。
And as we're reading, keep in mind, this is how it looks like for Paul to keep the faith.
当读这些经节的时候，你就会了解到，这是那个保罗怎么来持守他的那个信仰，他的道。
In the middle of verse 23, he says, I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again.
他说我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是数次有的。
Five times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one.
被犹太人鞭打五次。
Three times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, three times I was shipwrecked, I spent a night and a day in the open sea.
被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇着船坏三次，一昼一夜在深海里。
I've been constantly on the move, I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers.
又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险，同族的危险，外邦人的危险，城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险，假弟兄的危险。
I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have gone without food. I have been cold and naked.
受劳苦受困苦多次不得睡又饥又渴多次不得食受寒冷赤身露体。
Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches.
除了这外面的事还有为众教会挂心的事天天压在我身上。
If anyone had reason to abandon the faith, it would be Paul.
如果任何人有这个理由来放弃这个信仰，那就应该是保罗。
And yet, at the end of his life, he could say, through all of that, I kept the faith.
但最后他能够这么说，虽经历了所有这一切，我仍然持守我的道。
When Christ saves us, he promises us a life of trouble.
当那个基督耶稣拯救我们的时候，他给我们这个所应许的这个生命是一个非常艰难的生命。
He says, the world hated me, they will hate you.
他说世道会恨你们也会恨我。
But then on top of that, he promises an eternity of joy and rest.
但他给我们应许一个非常美好的那个安息。
And so we can say, through all of that, I fought the good fight.I finished the race, I kept the faith.
所以经过这一切，保罗最后说，美好的仗我已经打过，当跑的路我已经跑尽，当信的道我也持守住了。
As we look on our lives, how would we describe our fight?
当我们看我们的生活时，我们该怎么描述我们的该打的仗？
How do we describe our race?
我们的该跑的路。
Have we kept the faith?
我们是不是持守住了我们所信的道？
Now Paul looks forward and he looks to his future.
保罗呢也来看他的将来。
And he has a future because he is in Christ.
他有一个将来因为他在耶稣基督里。
And if you are in Christ, death is just a departure.
如果你在耶稣基督里死亡只是一个离开的时候。
It is only the beginning of an eternal journey.
它只是一个永恒的那个旅行的开始。
So verse 8, going back to 2 Timothy, this is what he says.
第八节他讲到。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的。
Now there is in store for me.
有一个那个存留为我准备好的东西。
That word in store means held in reserve.
所谓的 in, 准备好就是已经为你预备的。
It's set apart.
就是分开为你预备的。
Many times when, there's something that's being released on sale that people know is going to be very popular, they give you the option of holding it in reserve.
所以当很多非常留好的东西准备要出售的时候呢，很多人呢就会要求预先预定。
Whether it's a book or shoes or anything, many companies will let you reserve an item.
所以很多不管是好的书还是名牌鞋子，很多公司呢都可以给你这个权利预先预定。
And so when that thing gets released in the stores, you can go to the store.
当那个开始卖的时候呢，你就可以到那个商店去。
And it doesn't matter if the company has not made enough.
不管怎么样，是不是这个公司产品足够多。
It doesn't matter if there's a line out the door.
不管是不是那个店外面排得很长的队。
It doesn't matter if the store is turning away people.
不管这个是这个店是不是已经拒绝给卖东西了。
And saying, we don't have any more, we're sold out.
他们说我没有更多的，我们已经卖完了。
If you have reserved it, you can still go in.
如果你已经预定了，你还是可以进去。
And you can still get one.
你还是可以得到。
Because you've reserved it.
因为你已经事先预定了。
So Paul says, there is in store for me a crown of righteousness.
这里保罗说呢，已经为我存留了一个公义的冠冕。
This crown of righteousness is held in reserve for him.
这个公义的冠冕是为他已经预备好的。
That means he is definitely getting it.
也就是说，不管怎么样，他都能得到这个公义的冠冕。
100%,
100%都可以得到。
Without a doubt,
毫无疑问
，there is for sure a crown of righteousness waiting for him.
一个公义的冠冕正在等待他，为他所准备的。
And what is this crown of righteousness?
这个公义的冠冕是什么呢？
Well, we don't know for sure.
我们不知道到底它是什么样子的。
It could be a crown that is righteousness.
就是一个公义的冠冕。
That is to say, when we get to heaven, the crown that we received is complete, utter righteousness.
就是到了天堂以后呢，我们接受这个冠冕，就表明我们那个公义的完全。
When we are on this earth and when we believe in Christ, Christ clothes us with His righteousness.
当我们相信基督的时候呢，耶稣基督把他的公义冠冕来为我们遮掩。
But yet we still have a sin within us.
我们的生命当中还是有罪。
But when we get to heaven, we will be perfect.
当我们到天堂以后呢，我们就完全了。
Completely righteous.
完全的公义。
The righteousness clothed on us will not just be an outside clothing.
所以那个遮盖我们的公义并不仅仅是外面的。
It will be inside.
但会成为我们生命中里面的。
In every fiber of our being.
给我们整个的生命中。
We will be righteous like our Heavenly Father.
我们就像天堂中的那个父神一样，我们得到了公义。
But this crown of righteousness could also be the crown that we receive for being righteous.
这个公义的冠冕也可以我们完全公义以后得到的这个冠冕。
For keeping the faith.
来持守我们的道。
For running the race.
来那个跑这个路。
For fighting the faith. For fighting the fight.
来打一个美好的仗。
But whatever it is, we know it is definitely there.
不管怎么样，我们应该确信它一直在为我们那边准备着。
God has promised it.
神已经应许了。
And it will happen.
他会给我们。
Because God does not lie.
因为神永远不那个放弃他的诺言。
Truth is his character.
那个真实是他的那个品性。
Now it seems strange to think about a reward.
似乎看上去非常奇怪保罗想拿到这个奖赏。
Because I think many of us in the church want to have this kind of humble attitude.
我们很多教会弟兄姊妹都想有一个比较谦卑的态度。
That anything we do, it's, we don't need a reward, it's okay.
不管我们做什么，我们不想得到那个奖赏。
I don't need a reward, I'm just doing this because Christ loves me.
我做这个我不需要奖赏，因为耶稣基督爱我。
Which is true.
这是对的。
But that does not nullify the fact that Christ says,We will receive reward.
但并不这个并不否认这个那个情况，就是我们可以得到这个奖赏。
And Paul says we are going to receive a crown of righteousness.
保罗说我们会得到一个公义的冠冕。
But this crown, this trophy is different from what we receive on this earth.
这个公义，这个得到这个冠冕，这个奖杯和我们在属世的世界看到的是不一样的。
You know, when we compete in an event and we receive a trophy, we display it on a bookshelf.
当你在那个任何比赛竞赛当中得奖的时候呢，你会拿到一个奖杯，你会放在你的那个墙上。
So when people come over, they can see it.
当人家来拜访你的时候呢，就可以看到这个得到这个奖赏。
And we want them to come, and we want people to see it, and we want people to say, "Wow, first place! That's amazing."
如果你也希望你的朋友看到，也希望他们能够说：“哦，你得到了第一名，多不容易啊！”
And we might, you know, since we're Chinese, we'll play it down.
当然我们中国人比较谦卑，再表示谦逊一下。
Oh, it was nothing really.
我们会说没什么大不了的。
But inside, really, oh, yeah, yes.
但内心呢
keep the praise coming.
我们内心深处呢还是期望听到更多的
这样的赞赏。That's why I put that trophy there.
这就是我要把这个奖牌挂在墙上的原因。
But this crown that God gives us is different.
但这里我们那个神给我们这个冠冕是不一样的。
This crown that we get is not so we can display it on a bookshelf in heaven.
这并不是我们能够在天堂的我们的那个住处的墙上要挂出来的那个奖牌。
The picture in Revelation that we have in of heavenly worship is that there's elders with thrones with crowns on their heads.
在那个启示录里面曾经讲到有一些长老他们呢有这个在宝座面前有这个冠冕。
And as they engage in worship, they lay down their crowns before God's throne.
在他们敬拜的时候呢，他们把他们的冠冕放在宝座前。
This crown is not given to us for our own glory.
这个冠冕呢，并不是为我们自己，给我们自己来的荣耀来给我们的。
So we can boast in it.
我们能够那个自夸。
Instead, it is for God's glory.
相反呢，这是为了神的荣耀。
Why is it for God's glory?
为什么这是为神的荣耀呢？
Let's turn over very quickly to Philippians chapter 2, verse 13.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians 2:13 says this, For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
Philippians 2:13. 第十三章，因为你们立志行事，都在神在你们那个心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
That means that even though we ran faithfully,
尽管我们那个全心全意的跑
，even though we kept the faith,
我们持守我们的道
，even though we fought the good fight,
我们打了一个美好的仗。
Who gave us the power and the strength to do that?
谁给我们这个能力这个力量来做这些
In Philippians, Paul says, God gave you that strength.
他们说是神给你们这个力量
And so if God gives you a reward for finishing the race, who gets the credit?
所以神给你这个力量完成了这个竞赛谁能拿到最后这个奖杯呢
Sure, I get the crown, but God gets the glory.
你得到了奖杯，神得到了荣耀。
Because God gave me the strength to run.
神给了我们这个力量来比赛。
God gave me the strength to keep the faith no matter what pressures were upon me.
神给我们这个力量能够持守我们到无论在怎么样的那个压力的环境下。
God gave me the strength to fight no matter what I was up against.
神呢给我们这个力量来打一个美好的仗，不管我们是打什么样的仗。
And so yes, we receive a reward in heaven.
所以我们在天堂得到了这个奖赏
And it glorifies God
来荣耀神
And this crown is for us as well
这个冠冕也是为我们的
He says this crown is not only to me but also for all who have longed for his appearing
所以这个冠冕不仅是奖赏给我也是为所有爱慕他显现的人
Now the Chinese is a more literal translation of the original Greek than the NIV.
那个中文的这个翻译，从比那个英文的翻译，比那个从那个希腊语来的更直接。
It literally says, "Not only to me, but also all who have loved His appearing."
所以不仅是那个赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
All those whose hearts are set upon Jesus' return.
所有这些把心思意念放在耶稣基督再来的人的身上。
Their love, their affection is pointed toward Jesus' second coming.
他们的爱呢是转向耶稣基督的再来。
They say, oh, I can't wait for Christ to return.
他们说呢一直在禁不住要等待耶稣基督的再来。
I can't wait to be in God's presence.
我不能再等待耶稣基督的再来。
I desire it. I long for it.
我期望着、渴望着耶稣基督的再来。
I love it with all of my heart.
我全心全意的爱他。
Now, how does loving his appearing, how does that help us run? How does that help us fight? How does that help us to keep the faith?
爱慕他的显现怎么样来帮助我们打美好的仗，跑跑当跑的路，持守该信的道呢？
There's a story of a missionary that was coming back from Africa.
有这个在到那个非洲去传道的一个故事。
His name was Henry Morrison.
他的名字叫 Henry Morrison.
And he had spent the last 40 years with his wife ministering in Africa.
他和他的妻子呢，姊妹呢，花了40年的时间在非洲传道。
And he was finally returning to the U.S.
最后呢，他回到了美国。
And at the time they traveled by boat.
当时呢，他们那个坐船旅行。
So he and his wife are on the boat and they come and they dock into New York and they see a big crowd waiting for them.
他们的坐船到了纽约的港口，看到港口呢，看到那个一大群人在迎接他们。
And his brother Henry looks at the crowd. He says, "They remember us."
Henry 看到这些人说，哦，他们还记得我。
They're celebrating that we're back.
他们在庆祝我们的回归。
But little did he know, on that same boat was the president, Teddy Roosevelt.
后来他发现呢，其实在同样的船上呢，还有美国总统那个Teddy Roosevelt.
And Teddy Roosevelt had just finished a hunting expedition in Africa.
因为当时罗斯福总统呢，正好在那个非洲完成了一次打猎的旅行。
And all the crowds and all the reporters were for him.
所有的那个欢迎的人，那个记者呢，都是来看他的。
And Henry Morrison and his wife got off the boat and no one welcomed them.
Henry Morrison 和他的妻子下船以后呢，没有人欢迎他们。
No fanfare.
没有什么那个盛大的欢迎。
And that night they stayed at a hotel nearby.
那天晚上他们住在附近的一个旅馆里。
And Henry was troubled in his heart.
那个 Henry 呢，对这个事情呢感到非常不高兴。
And he was struggling, and he shared with his wife.
他呢，把他自己的内心的不安呢，和他的妻子姊妹分享。
We just spent 40 years in Africa doing the Lord's will, and no one welcomes us.
我们在非洲做了40年的工作，根据神的旨意来做，居然没有人来欢迎我们。
And the president just goes to hunt animals, and he comes back, and there's this big crowd waiting for him.
总统呢，仅仅是到非洲去打猎，他回来了就那么多一大群的人在那边欢迎他。
And Henry Morrison was very disturbed in his heart.
那个 Henry Morrison 的心里呢很不安。
And his wife, with the wisdom that wives have, say, "I think you need to pray about it."
他那个妻子呢有这个智慧对他说呢，我们应该为这个而祷告。
So his brother goes in the room and he prays.
这弟兄呢进了房间呢就祷告。
Pours out his heart to God.
把他的心呢献出来给神。
God, this is not fair.
他对神说呢，神啊，主啊，这不公平。
God, my heart is not at ease with this.
我的心呢不平安，不平。
After a while, he comes out.
最后呢，他出来。
And his wife says, "Well, you look peaceful."
他的妻子对他说呢，你看上去平静了很多。
Did the Lord have a word for you?
神是不是有什么话给你呢？
He said, "Yeah, I felt the Lord come and put His arm around me."
他说呢，我感到神来了，把他的那个手臂呢放在我的身上。
And he told the Lord how it's not fair. They come home and there's no one to welcome him.
他对神说呢，很不公平，我们回家呢，居然没有人来迎接我们。
There's no fanfare.
没有什么那个盛大的欢迎。
There's no recognition.
也没有任何认可。
And here's the Lord say.
这样神对我们说呢。
But Henry, you're not home yet.
Henry, 你还没有到家。
The Lord reminds him that he needs to keep his focus on heaven.
那个神呢，在提醒他，他要不断的 着重于他所着重的事情。
This dear brother, his heart wavered, his love wavered when he saw the crowds.
这个当他看到他人群的时候呢，他的爱呢消消削减了。
Everyone who has done a hard work wants recognition for it.
任何做得非常艰巨工作的人都想得到一些认可和承认。
And the Lord reminds him, No, put your heart on my appearing.
神呢对他说呢，那个提醒他，把你的心思意念呢放在我的现身上。
When we set our hearts on his appearing, our lives go forwards.
但我们把我们的心思意念放在他的显现身上，我们的生活就继续。
Our fight can be a good fight.
我们可以打一个美好的仗。
We can finish the race.
我们可以完成当跑的路。
We can keep the faith.
我们能够持守我们所信的道。
As long as our eyes are in the right place.
只要我们的眼神注目在和正确的地方。
Our love is in the right place.
我们的神呢，在正确的地位。
Our theme this year has been more love to Christ.
我们今年的追求主题是爱主更深。
As we reach the end of our lives, or we think about our lives, or we think about the race that needs to be run, the fight that needs to be fought, we need to keep our love on Christ.
当我们接近我们生命终点的时候，回想我们当已打过的仗，当跑的路所持守的道。我们还是要追求神的最后的这个爱。
Because when our hearts are fixed on the Lord, then we are going to love His appearing.
当我们的心思意念着重在神的那个爱的身上，我们就会渴望他的再现。
We're going to say, Lord, I love you. I can't wait to see you.
我会说，神啊，我太爱你，我无法再等待见到你。
I can't wait to be in my heavenly home.
我不想再等待，我想尽早去这个天堂的家。
And when our hearts are there in the right place,
当我们的心思意念在一个合适的地方，
that allows our steps right now to also be in the right place.
所以我们就能够到一个正确的地方。
So let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the life of your servant Paul.
我们的天父，感谢你给那个保罗圣徒的他的那个使徒的生活。
We thank you that out of the pages of the Scripture, he can come with this encouragement for us.
在这些经节里边，他给我们的这些劝勉。
No matter what stage of life we are at,
不管我们生命处在何种阶段
，whether we are just starting this Christian journey,
不管我们是刚开始这个基督徒的生活。
Or whether we are already close to the end.
或是我们已经接近我们生命的终点。
Lord, we thank you for the encouragement from your word.
神，我们感谢你给我们这些劝勉的话语。
Lord, we pray until that time that we see you that you would help us to fight the good fight.
我们祷告在最后我们要见你之前，你帮助我们打这个美好的仗。
You would help us to run the race.
帮助我们跑我们当跑的路
，and you would help us to keep the faith，
要帮助我们持守我们所信的道。
Lord, set our hearts upon you，
把我们的心思意念转向你。
And Lord, when the race is hard，
当我们的竞赛是艰难的时候
，when the fight seems to be overwhelming，
当这个仗已经是非常重担的时候
，when all around attacks our faith。
当我们说周遭所有都在攻击我们的信所信的道的时候
Oh Lord, we pray more love to Christ.
我们在这里发出我们的祷告，爱主更深。
More love to Thee.
爱他更深，爱你更深。
Fill our hearts with the kind of love that is unwavering.
把我们的心充满那些不能消减的爱。
Fill our hearts with a love that completely outshines the love for anything else in this world.
给我们所有的爱，把这个爱能够抵消所有其他我们爱的东西。
That the one thing we desire and long for in this world is for you to appear.
我们在这个世上所渴望的就是你的显现。
and for you to call us home.
让你来告诉我们到天家。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.